started tonight. And I know this is the Wednesday before Christmas, and we're so excited just to be reminded during this season of whose birthday that we're celebrating. Though as Christians who have a daily relationship with God, we don't have to wait for a season or a day on the calendar in order to celebrate what Jesus has done for us. But I wanted to do a little Christmas lesson, but it's not like anything, it's not the normal Bible story. I really felt like I wanted to go in this direction. And it's basically as a reminder, why did Jesus have to come to earth for us? And what really started me studying this was a picture that I got to see, and I went online and I did some studies on it. And it's a bronze sculpture, and it's life size. The figures in them are like from 6 foot tall for some of the men to, you know, there's a woman and two men and Jesus in it. And it's all life size. Everything is life size. And it's a bronze sculpture. And it's sitting on the campus of Walla Walla University in Eastern Washington State. And it is the Seventh-day Adventist University. And so they had this done, and it just I've had this picture I've had it for several years, and I would look at it, and on one side of it is a park bench, life size, and standing behind the park bench is a very tall man that he was like close to 6 foot. And he's very thin looking. His face is very haggard, dressed in modern day clothes. And then there is another man sitting on the bench. And there's a young lady sitting on the bench. And they're in modern day clothes. But they could look like anybody. They could, in fact, kind of remind you of the homeless. Or the gentleman standing up behind the bench looks very ill. Or maybe like a drug addict. But it looks like any of the humanity that we would come across. And in front of the bench, on one knee with one